Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Three major hurricanes so far this year.
So far.
Harvey came first, and then Irma and Maria. This is the most in a single year that I feel like I've had to respond to since 2005, when it was Hurricane Katrina, Rita, and Wilma, all, you know, within the same 45-day time period.
And hopefully this will be it.
Hopefully this will be it.
For this year.
But there's still time
there
left.
There is. There's definitely
in the
time.
Hurricane season. What we wanted to do today was have a little retrospective on what we think are some of the lessons that companies should have learned coming through this hurricane season. Jen and I, as we've mentioned, have led the response for multiple major hurricanes. My first was Katrina back in 2005, and many, many, many lessons that I've learned in the almost 12 years now since that landfall.
I think mine was Sandy.
Sandy?
I think so.
Sandy was not exactly a small storm.
No.
So we start with, as I think we always do, that this discussion always starts with personal preparedness for a company, because your employees will be not able to help your company prepare, respond, and recover if they're dealing with preparedness, response, and recovery for their own family. Mm-hmm. So we've shared lessons learned about what they should do around personal preparedness, about make a kit, have a plan, exercise the plan, be informed.
Yep.
All the basics that you get from the Ready campaign. We've done a podcast about it. We've
blog
done a couple
posts.
Blog posts
yep.
about it.
We have.
And we're seeing some of this play out now in Puerto Rico, where it's almost, we're 2 weeks post landfall of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And we still have areas that are without power, that don't have access to clean drinking water, to potable water. And there's a massive logistics effort being undertaken to try and supply all of those things with a few hiccups along the way.
Right. And to be fair, no matter how much preparation we put in or we discussed beforehand, it seems like there's always some significant lessons learned mm-hmm. in the end, even if we've done everything we thought we should have done.
Mm-hmm. So one lesson learned is just the need to prepare. It starts with that personal preparedness effort, but companies also need to take a preparedness effort. And in my mind, that preparedness effort starts far in advance of hurricane season by, as we've talked about before, having a crisis management framework by which they assemble and make decisions for the company and communicate the results of those decisions.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about the framework quite a bit before too. Mm-hmm.
There's lots of different approaches. I don't really care what your company's
Brian
answer is.
Care.
I don't care. But have one. Have a way to get the right people together in a collaborative way with decision-making delegated appropriately and make decisions about the situation that you are being faced with.
Right. Quickly.
Quickly. Instead, what I see, and we've talked to several potential clients in the last couple of weeks, we see a lot of, well, we're not really sure who's in charge, and we know that this group was doing this, and this group was doing this, and this group was doing this, and they were all giving updates to the CEO, who then is like, why are you not all working together?
Right. I'm kind of frustrated,
well,
I think.
We didn't know that they were doing this.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that leadership can definitely get frustrated when they're getting mixed information from multiple people that work for them.
Mm-hmm. You know? So once you have a framework in place, you've got your decision-making process. Well, then there is some obvious need to prepare for known issues with a hurricane. And this is where I see even good companies kind of fall down. They have not thought through, what do I need to do if a major hurricane is coming? And instead, they find themselves doing this after landfall, when it is impossible to get these things done right out of the gate.
Right.
And so this starts with, you know, how do you prepare your facility? What do you need to do? And this is too complicated to get into a solution set here, but it's going to be very unique to your business. But it could be as simple as like getting stuff off the floor technology wise in the event of flooding, but it could be more complicated. Like, okay, I have to board up and I have to remove signing, and I need to
preemptively turning off the power, or
that's right,
moving generators into place mm-hmm. where need be, or
pre-positioning
fuel and things
right.
like that. Yeah.
Fuel is a big one, because fuel drives the power situation. So if you have generators and you test those generators, then if those generators are undamaged and you have fuel, well, now you have power. And you can get back up and running if you need to do that. if you don't have fuel, but you have generators, what do you do when the fuel supply runs out?
Yeah.
It's cool if you got natural gas because it's an unlimited supply in theory. But if you got to truck in diesel to run your generator or fuel oil,
might want to have a plan for that.
Might want to have a plan for that. And you better make sure your provider has a plan for themselves to be able to recover as well.
Yeah. And having sort of a backup to the backup. So thinking through these things in advance as far as, well, what if we can't get fuel right away? Then what are we going to do? What are those most important things that we need to have power to? And what don't we need to in the worst case scenario?
There's also the question about just gasoline in terms of fuel to run your vehicles for your employees to get around. We've purchased fuel in the past and stored it using bladders and hand-powered fuel pumps. But you got to do what you got to do. And that's one where I think you've got to really think through this. And it is a big financial commitment up front. But you should decide if that's something that you need. Because, again, post-storm, you're not going to be able to get it. Right. Not right
away.
That's
not the time to be trying to come up with that plan.
Right. Another area is communications. We see this. This wasn't such of a big deal in Harvey and Irma because in the mainland, getting access to that for the phone companies and have them be able to ensure that their points of presence and their cell towers were powered went fairly well. Mm-hmm. But this has been a big issue in the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico because not as easy to access and certainly not the equipment and resources that you have on the mainland. So understanding things like satellite phones, wireless priority access through DHS and other alternate methods that are out there become important. In fact, it may become the only way that you can communicate. But those, again, are things that you should think about in advance.
Right. So accountability is another thing, right? So if we're talking about after the fact and how are we going to get a hold of all of these people and find out if they're okay, your employees, and how are we going to find out if everyone is accounted for? Communication obviously plays a role in that, like you had mentioned, but also how are they going to let you know that they're okay, that what their status is, what they need from you, if anything.
Right.
How are you going to do that? And thinking through that beforehand, obviously, is one of those things. You won't be able to reach them after.
Right.
Not if the communication grid is down.
No. And I think this was a challenge for one of our clients that's in Puerto Rico. A small number of employees, but it took 8-9 days for them to account for everybody. Mm-hmm. And the issue was they couldn't get a hold of them because of the communication situation. And lack of power and lack of network meant that you couldn't email and get an update. So it was just very difficult to make contact.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of understanding that it could take some time before you can get that accountability too. I mean, we experienced that many times at our previous employer where, in general, it just can take some time before you're able to reach them, even if the entire communication grid is up.
Right.
They're probably worried about taking care of themselves and their families at that time. So it might take some time.
So we've talked through this whole idea of preparedness and it bleeds into response because a good set of preparedness, I think, enables you to be able to respond and move into recovery more quickly. You have the supplies and you've thought through the challenges that you're likely to face, and you have a framework by which you're going to make and escalate decisions and communicate the results of those decisions. I feel like this area is the biggest gap that I see. But the one that's right behind it, it's less important than preparedness, but I think goes right into the same thing, is this whole idea is about plugging yourself into processes so that you can be informed as a company.
Yep.
I mean, we talk about in personal preparedness, the need to be informed by signing up for alerts and, you know, putting apps on your phone and ways that you can know something is happening so that you can prepare and respond to that. This is really about companies plugging into emergency management and public safety agencies that share information before, during, and after an incident that enable you to make smart decisions for your business.
Right.
We see
they can plug you into resources as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, at the pinnacle of this is FEMA. So the Federal Emergency Management Agency has a private sector office. Their job is to coordinate with the U.S. private sector. Now, just imagine how big of a job that is. It's a pretty small office. But they have done a phenomenal job during the hurricane season of pushing out information about having live dashboards available with chat where you can go in and ask questions, having daily calls between their office and resources, federal partners like for example, for Maria, the U.S. Department of Energy and the Army Corps of Engineers are on every call, as is the Coast Guard about ports, the FAA about aviation situation, and they've had all kinds of different folks on there. But the goal there is that you get plugged in where you can ask questions and get the information that you need. You want to know the gas situation in Puerto Rico? That's where that information is coming from. You want to know about how the power grid, what the power grid restoration plan is? They talked about it on Sunday's call.
Yesterday. Daily, right? They discuss this daily.
Every day.
Yeah.
I won't say it's always the most, you know, titillating conversation that you'll ever be in.
No.
But
that's where you can get the most accurate information of what's actually going on and what the status is.
So if you want to learn more about that, go to FEMA's website and search for private sector. And you'll find the private sector office along with the National Business EOC. And that's what you want to sign up for in order to be on the conference calls and get on the dashboard and have that kind of information at your disposal.
Yeah, and we're on those calls every day. So you could also reach out to us for that matter.
And then I think just for companies to understand how the whole emergency management process works, that in any of these situations, it's the state and local government that's in charge. FEMA exists to support them. Logistics, funding, expertise, more resources than you could shake a stick at. But the governor makes the decisions, and the mutual aid process is dependent upon the governor asking for resources through, usually through their head of emergency management, a professional leader. But we have, I've seen a lot of criticism of FEMA in these hurricanes, and it's not really their fault, so to speak. I don't really care whose fault it is.
Yeah.
But the process is the state territory is running the show. FEMA is there to support. And of course, FEMA can bring in all of the federal government agencies, DOD, HHS, the U.S. Department of Energy. I mean, they can bring in significant resources, but they're coming in, you know, at the governor's request to make that happen.
Right. Which is the case in any natural disaster, right?
Right.
Whether it's...
Doesn't matter what the disaster is.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
It's the way that it's always going to work. And they work together through unity of command. Right. At least that's the theory. It doesn't always translate quite that way, but
that's how it's supposed to be.
So we talked about, you know, to kind of recap, we've talked about the need to prepare personally and for a company, the need for a framework, decision-making process, and the way to communicate the results of those decisions. And then how do you prepare for specific risks? So with hurricanes, we outline some things like power, fuel, communication, accountability for employees. And then second, to be informed, that companies should plug into the emergency management process, local, state, federal, where you can go for FEMA information and a little bit of understanding of how the process works. I would also say in closing that any other process you have in your organization around managing a disruption or an incident or a crisis should all be plugged into this approach through this crisis framework so that there's one way in which your company deals with disruptions and then everyone will be used to dealing with things in that way with the communication that comes with it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.